we had a wall where we kept on sending all of our tapes in, and then we get the reject letters. So we had this one room, and I said, why don't we start papering the wall with these letters? So we got to the third wall, and one was kept. And it was Jimmy Ioner from the Raspberries, and you know the name? Yeah, Grand Funk. He liked me. I guess he said I was a star, I guess. And he was interested in us. Well, we made a tape at the West Side 6 of the band. Somebody didn't check the audio. Oops. There's the band, but there's no audio on it. Great. There's another one mistake. Then he calls us up 3 times before we're supposed to play Max's. And I gave the performance. I was like going on a voice. I went, and here I am. At the end of the night, I'm up in that dressing room. I'm crying my eyes out because he had called 3 times. He didn't show up. And if he did, I don't know. Did he show up and see me and say no? Or did he not make it? I will never know. Don't you think somebody should have asked? Because he called before we left. And he called before, you know, when we got there. And then he called and said he's coming to Max's. And then we didn't hear anything. So either he never made it, or he went and saw it and didn't like it. When he heard Julie, and he loved it. And if you listen to Julie, Julie is not punk. Julie is more of a pop sound.